Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Some rural Georgia schools will benefit from an infusion of grant money for art education, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
26 rural school districts, mostly south of Metro Atlanta, will split $260,000 in grant money dedicated to the arts. The federal money is being dispensed by Georgia's Department of Education as a part of a recently launched mission to target extra resources to rural schools, and it can be used either to launch new art programs or support older ones. The Department of Education has also created a state-level head of arts education to bring subject standards up to date and to work on a new curriculum combining art, science, and technology. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Georgia's Division of Family and Children's Services is piloting a program that gives panic buttons to caseworkers. The division gave 100 workers in a 12-county region from Heard County to Butts County the key fob buttons at the beginning of the month. The buttons send a signal through an app to the caseworker's supervisors when pushed that alerts them to their location. According to the AJC, a DFCS director said the buttons had been used several times. The department spent about $800,000 to run the pilot program. They've not yet determined if they'll take the program statewide. After an effort by Georgia's congressional delegation, a post office will be named in honor of Columbus area veterans. The designation honors veterans trained at Fort Benning, who served in the Army's first all-black parachute unit in December 1943. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.